You're locked on to Hans Olsen and Scotty Cheer.
That's right. Yeah.
On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Scott Girard, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hey, Tim Lacombe's going to join us here in just a second. Before we do that, though, let's give away some tickets. Caller number 12 right now, 801-575-ZONE. You win a pair of tickets to see Real Salt Lake versus Sporting KC on May 4th at America First Field. Get those tickets now. All right, Coach Lacombe, kind enough to join us. How are you, sir?
Oh, so glad.
What's going on, guys? It's a big day for the football world. I'm surprised you had me on.
It's a big day for the football world, but it's always a big day for the basketball world, too. And you're always welcome.
Well, that I know. You've showed that by word and deed.
Hey, I'm curious. I don't want to ask about it, but I do want to ask about it. You know, we just saw Reggie Bush get the Heisman back.
Yeah.
And I saw, is it Nick Emery or is it Jackson?
Nick was the one that got himself in trouble.
Okay, so Nick Emery sent out a tweet, and he said, how about we reinstate wins? If not for me, let's do it for Coach Rose. How tough was that whole situation for Coach Rose in that moment?
It was really tough. You know, the one thing Coach was all about was always trying to do the right thing. It was never a question. And, you know, the point was made all the time that, you know, we're going to do things different around here. We're going to get our guys, you know, through relationships. We're not going to cheat. We're not going to pay kids. And so, you know, that being how diligent he was, you know, it was just a real tough one. And I thought, as always, you know, the NCAA completely overreacted to it. Yeah, I'd be all for getting those wins back. But, you know, it's crazy. I don't acknowledge. I mean, we played those games. We won. We lost. You know, they ain't taking anything away that we acknowledge at all.
Does BYU leave that in their record books?
They're forced to take it out.
Oh, they have to take it out of their.
So, yeah, you look at, like, the media guide and stuff like that. Those are games that are vacated.
They have to,
yeah.
Really?
But in the minds of fans and the coaches and the players.
It doesn't matter,
like Coach just said. Nor should it matter.
Well, if they're going to be reinstating Heismans, there's a lot of misdeed done by the NCAA that nowadays it's like, it's a free-for-all, whether it's smoking weed and somebody missed or it's – you know. Now, I know that there's probably honor code things that that university was particular to, but whatever it was, a trip to Harry Potter World or whatever it was, I mean, Coach, I can't believe that Dave Rose has penalized games for it. It just feels disgusting to me, and it feels like something that could be righted.
No, I totally agree. I definitely – it took some wind out of the sails, no question. You know, it was something that, of all the things, you know, all the things he'd been through, all the things to remember about him, you know, that's the part that really grated us. You know, I do believe that if the president that's at BYU right now were the president then, I don't know if this would have happened, you know.
Wow.
I think they got a really strong-willed, you know, sport dude. And it's just, you know, what's right is right. What's not is not. And I just, you know, I didn't feel like the upper administration put up enough of a fight at the time. But, you know, that's neither here nor there.
Well, I can certainly appreciate that in my experience. And I have been really impressed with Coach or President Reese. I mean, just for him to go out and assemble the masses to get the resources to bring in Kevin Young. And then I saw Kevin Young hired Brandon Dunson. I don't know how much you know about Brandon Dunson, the Stanford assistant, but it looks like Kevin Young's starting to build quite the staff over there.
Well, yeah, and it's funny to me because I listen and watch, you know, just like you guys do. You talking about Twitter, Hanson, some all the experts that are out there, not in sport, you know, mind you, but God, they're really good at what they do. But, you know, they're sitting back basically saying that, you know, what's he doing? He's taking so long. Why aren't they hiring coaches? And I'm here to tell you it's a process. But I also think there's some strategy in it. You don't want to be too quick to hire guys because kids are moving around. You know, this era of pay for play, which is brought to you by the NCAA, is a byproduct of a lot of years of people pushing back, you know, to get guys money. And now money is the commodity in college sports. You know, I chuckle now when I hear a guy's a really good recruiter. Hell, I'd be a great recruiter of the bag, you know, $200,000.
In it. Oh, yeah.
But that is the game now. So if you can get a dude that's, you know, marginal, happy where he is, and he could bring a guy with him, it would behoove you to just play this kind of slow play this and see. So I will tell you this. I've had a couple conversations with his camp, and they know what they're doing. They have a lot of really good things going on. And, you know, they hired a guy with a global reach. And so it is it's an ongoing process, but good things are happening.
So let's go back to last night, and Miami goes to Boston. They win game two, 111-101 without Jimmy Butler. Can Miami win this series without him, or was that just kind of a one-off weird game?
It is so crazy. How many times do we got to have this conversation, right? Because these guys do it every year. Yeah. My son walked in the front room last night. He's a huge Celtics fan, mind you. And he's like, I am so tired of the Heat. They're like a zombie, you know? They drag themselves, their corpse into the end of the season, and then they are fit to be like total contenders when they get to the playoffs. And I think they got tough-minded guys, but I think this, the secret sauce is Spoelstra. I sit back and watch that dude, the way that he's been in this thing a long time and he's really morphed. But I don't know, dollar for dollar, if there's a better dude doing it. He's definitely innovative, but he gets the best out of his guys. And in a situation like that last night without Jimmy, you know, at the Celtics, to find a way to get his guys to a point where they could win that game, it just speaks volumes.
What's crazy to me is, and correct me if I'm wrong, Coach, didn't they bring Eric Spoelstra in to be the yes man to the Threadles? Wasn't he, like, supposed to come in and just kind of bow down, or was he a hire before? Because now he's been there, 17 years?
Yeah, he's been there forever. Obviously started in the film room, which is why I have such an affinity for him, because that's kind of where I cut my teeth too. And man, you watch a lot of hoop and you see a lot of, you know, things that you like, you see a lot of things you don't. He's been able to do such a good job, but come full circle, Scotty, I don't know that they have what it takes to win the thing. I think this is a kick in the butt for the Celtics. And I think, you know, you kick a sleeping bear. They're certainly just the way better team, but you know, again, it's Miami and it's April.
So, again, I think it's pretty fascinating, and I know your son's a diehard Celtics fan. So is knowing that, and I agree with you, I don't think Miami can win this series, but do you drop the odds of Boston a little bit based on what you saw in the early part of the series?
Perhaps, you know, some of the stuff, you know, it's things you've seen before where the ball kind of stops moving and guys, it's not like everybody out there on the same page. You want to watch a team that's all on the same page, and after it, man, watch the Nuggets. I absolutely love that team. So stinking unselfish, and the ball just pops around, and everybody plays, you know, on the same page with each other. And I feel like the Celtics lack a little bit of that, and that's why I don't think they could ever get over the top with this team and win it all. But I still believe in the East that, you know, barring something crazy, that they will probably be the team that's in it, you know.
Do you think Jamal Murray is just going to stay happy being the second fiddle, being the bridesmaid, being the guy that's like, oh, man, he hit a great shot, but let's go back to Nikola Jokic, the best player in the league. Will he always stay happy? Let's say that they win a championship every 3 years. Or do you think he has a little unrest? He's like, I want to build my own thing.
You know, I sense that he's a guy, just by watching him play, he's making $30 million this year. And, you know, Nikola is making 47. So, you know, he's roughly half of what he's making. But I also believe after playing with him, I don't know if you could go have the success you have had because of the culture that he creates. I've never seen a superstar like him that is so quick to deflect. You know, he's not a guy who gets in a ton of – now, his brothers fight, but he is more – you know, he's just going to kill you with his step-throughs and his delayed drives and his ability to spin either hand. And he's just going to keep all the rest of it out. He's not into drama. You know what I mean? And so I think he'd be an easy guy to play for and with. And I think that Jamal, he just strikes me as a guy that above all else, he likes to win. And so, you know, I could be surprised and he could get sick of it, but I see him as a guy that will sit there and take as many rings as they can collect.
Is there any notion at all that they don't collect another ring this year in your mind?
It's not going to be a walk in the park. You know, I still believe they're going to take one big shot tonight from the Lakers. You know how that thing goes.
Lakers will win tonight.
And even if the Lakers win.
I think the Lakers win tonight. It'll be a gentleman's sweep. I just think that's
what I was
going
to say. Yeah, I was just going to work in the gentleman's sweep because you got to if you're a gentleman like we are.
Yes.
I think at the very least it's a gentleman's sweep, but I would not be surprised with 4-0. But getting through that, I mean, obviously the West is really good, and we're watching it. You guys talked about it earlier with young players. Jokic seems like he's, you know, 35 with all his wisdom. The guy's 29. You guys said that earlier. You know, Murray's 27. You look around the league. Doncic is 25, you know, doing all those things he's doing. So, I mean, like the West is stacked, and whatever playoff series they're in is going to be tough. But I do believe, long-winded answer, that they win the crown again because of all those intangible things. And I think that Michael Malone, I used to call him Mike because I didn't like when he freaked out about calling him Michael, but he's earned the respect. I call him Michael. He won a championship. And he seriously has got in the day and age of a me, look at me, why can't, you know, he's got a team that is all about us. And I think that's something to celebrate.
Hey, Coach, do you think LeBron James retires as a Laker? Is he done with this organization? I was going to ask you the question, who loses the patch first, Steph Curry with Golden State or LeBron James with the Lakers? But I think I want to just keep it with LeBron and say this. Does he end with the Lakers? Like, what is his future?
I have a feeling he does not for some reason. Because just, you know, unlike Jokic, obviously LeBron is a phenomenal player and even at his age doing just crazy things, but loves drama. You know, we're talking about a guy who, you know, they set up the very first decision and we had to basically like, we were waiting for Al Capone's tomb with Oraldo Rivera. We had to sit through 45 minutes of that thing till he told us where he's going to go. So I would expect, and maybe something in and around his son, you know, because I think he's got, you know, crazy thoughts about trying to do that. But I'm just leaning towards saying he's the type of guy I think will finish elsewhere.
Tim Lacombe joining us right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone, is We continue to get you ready for the NBA playoffs and everything else that's going on. You surprised that Cleveland's up 2-0? I thought Orlando would have made a better stand in this thing.
Well, yeah, I thought they may steal one, but I do think this is where they'll shine. And perhaps where a little bit of the Cleveland, for lack of a better word, front running, you know, when they go on the road, it's a little more different and those shots aren't quite as easy and you don't have that, you know, that the fans in your corner. And I think Orlando's really going to, like, that place isn't really going to freak out. I think it's going to be a sold out crazy place, kind of like hockey was last night. Let's hear it for hockey in Utah. And I've got to say this, nobody covered it better than you guys. I mean, I thought your station was such a, I mean, right from the very beginning, they were on it. And we got so much mileage out of the reports, you know, giving everybody up-to-date stuff. And then we finally get the thing. And I mean, people are juiced about this thing. So, yeah, man, it's a great time to be alive.
Is Milwaukee dead in the water without Giannis?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, I didn't believe in him with Giannis fully, you know. So I think it's going to be really, really difficult.
Yeah. Well, Coach, we appreciate your time as always. You ready to come on the air and break down hockey with us coming up here in the fall?
Well, I am going to do a little, you know, I got to learn a little more. I have watched quite a bit. I got into it, you know, when I lived back in Massachusetts. I was there during my mission trip. I was there and the Bruins played for the Stanley Cup. They lost, but it was a absolutely crazy, crazy scene. Yep. So I'm looking forward to doing that here. Great job by the Smiths.
Yep, no doubt. No doubt about it. Coach, you're the best. Thanks for your time, and we'll talk you in here soon.
Sounds great. See you guys.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. You ready for the tease of all teases for the next segment, Hans?
Give it to me.
BYU just found their answer at quarterback. And they found a quarterback who will be starting for them before the end of next season is over. How about that?
It's a good tease.
I'm going to tell you who that is coming up next. Tim's hanging out. I'm sorry, Greg's hanging out. Sorry, I didn't even see you sneak in there. Greg, how you doing, man?
Doing good.
As you see the landscape, what's going on? It was rainy outside. People are seeing their homes, and now the snow's off the roof, and they're like, okay, what damage is done here? There might be some damage there with those rain gutters and stuff. You guys can come in and help out, or at least make sure that they're better prepared for next winter.
Definitely, definitely. Was out on some job sites earlier this week going over with some homeowners, showing where they actually had damn water coming into the walls. You can show it. We were pointing it out coming behind the siding. Started with the gutters, but now it's a gutter and siding issue. And all of our salesmen have been trained to look to try and find those problems, find answers for you. Come out and go over, you know, hey, I see this leaking over here. And we can tell you what that could cause and what you might need to do to be able to fix that.
All you have to do is start with one early conversation. Somebody comes out to your home and talk us what, you know, and you've been on these calls. You know what it's like to go out to people's houses. What are those conversations like? Because sometimes people, you know, they wait weeks and weeks on bids or they don't get the information they need. What's it like when RGS comes out for that first initial visit?
So we'll come out. We actually try and get a 2-hour window so we can come out. We ask you what the problem is, what concerns, you know, you had that gave us a call to have us come out there. We'll go over that. We walk around the house, give a full inspection, kind of go over, you know, what your needs are, what you're looking for. Again, if you're looking for siding, we can take pictures to give you the 3D renderings. If you're looking for gutter, our guys usually get up on the roof to take a look to see if they can tell if it's a simple thing like something's plugged that maybe leak protection is going to fix for you. We do a thorough assessment of your home, and then we'll break down the different options of what you're looking for, whether it be, like I said, siding or gutters or heat cable. We'll give you an estimate that has those different options, and then, you know, we go from there. We can do as little or as much as you want to have done. We're a very low pressure company. We pride ourselves in being the wizard, the answer people that can tell you what you need to do, but we're there to do what you want. We don't pressure you. We give you the options and let you make the decision what you want to do.
It all starts with that quick phone call. All you have to do, dial it up, 801-280-3110. That's 801-280-3110. Whether it's rain gutters or the complete overhaul of the exterior of your home, RGS is here to help. 801-280-3110, right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Take the zone with you wherever you go. Download the KSL Sports app to get live streaming of your favorite shows.
Downloading.
Download the latest podcasts and get all the latest breaking news on the teams you can't live without. Everything you need delivered right to your phone.
Let's go get them where we can get them.
Just search KSL Sports on your app store of choice. Download it now. The KSL Sports app, presented by University of Utah Health. Sports Roulette with Hanson Scotting on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Thanks for making us part of your day. It's time for Sports Roulette. We take some of the big storylines, put on a roulette wheel, we spin it. Wherever that little ball lands, what we end up talking about. So with that, Lloyd, let's fire it up.
BYU has a new guy.
So, Hans, McKay Hillstead has left Utah State, entered the portal last week, and now just tweeted out he is at BYU. McKay Hillstead was a true freshman quarterback last year for Utah State, got a bunch of starts before getting injured, played a little bit later in the season, nasty concussion, but got himself back out on the field. When he was healthy, showed a ridiculous amount of promise. Now, granted, freshman mistakes for sure. Bad interception to end the game against James Madison, but they're not in that game unless it's McKay Hillstead. He showed a lot of moxie when he came on the field against Air Force. There's this kid has got some opportunities to be really special, and I'm going to tell you this right now, Hans. He will be the starting quarterback at BYU before the end of this upcoming season, and it won't be because everybody else got hurt. It's going to be because he's going to beat him out.
I expect him to be the starting quarterback at BYU to start the season.
And that could very well be the case as well. That very well could be the case. I'm giving myself a little bit of an out, saying by the end of the season. But honestly, I could see McKay, depending on how quick he can pick up the offense and everything else, that because he's the most talented quarterback right now at BYU. To me, that's not even in question. He's the best quarterback in that quarterback room. In terms of him, Zach, Retzloff and
Bohannon.
He's the best out of the three. So with that being said, if Aaron Roderick, knowing this is a big season for him and that staff, if they feel like he's ready to go, then yeah, I could very easily see him being the day one starter.
Well, this is crazy. Speaking of Aaron Roderick, in spring ball, he was asked about the quarterback situation. He was asked about the portal. This is what Roderick said. It's spring ball.
We weren't dead set on taking one, okay? It wasn't like we were just out to get one no matter what. We looked at a few guys that we thought, if the right guy comes, it's the right fit for our program, then we'll consider it. And we thought Gary was that guy. So not that many. It wasn't like we just went all in, have to get a QB.
So they jump into the portal. They go grab Gary Bohannon. I believe at the back end of spring ball, Roderick kind of, if I remember right, he kind of made it sound like that they had their quarterback room set and that they weren't going to jump back into the portal. But I am very grateful that they did. In fact, I went on with the BYU TV guys.
Yeah.
And they asked me what need might BYU had, and I was very blunt. And I said, a quarterback. They got to get in the portal, and they got to get a quarterback. But I didn't think they were going to, Scotty, because it kind of felt like Retzlaff was given the reps and Bohannon was given the confidence, and it was between those two, but Retzlaff led, and it was just going to be Jake Retzlaff.
Yeah.
And I'm not fully settled on Jake Retzlaff. And the prospects of McKay Hillstead in that room in Aaron Roderick's offense with Fessy Satake's influence, with a new offensive line coach that I'm hoping can breathe some life into an offensive line that should be pretty solid. Maybe McKay Hillstead is the next step. Maybe he is the next thing at BYU.
So just, you know, look, I called every snap of his last year at Utah State. Here's the lowdown on him. If he came out of high school and he was 6'4 instead of 5'11, he could play anywhere he wanted to.
Georgia.
Yeah. I mean, that dude would be SEC, Big Ten, wherever he wanted to go. That's the kind of talent he has. The limitations are his size. He's short and he's small. And you can put on a little bit of weight. You can't put on a lot of height. So that's always going to be a limiting factor. He got beat to hell last year. That offensive line at Utah State wasn't great. They gave up a lot of pressures. He held onto the ball a little bit too long. He was a true freshman and made true freshman mistakes. And he got beat up and suffered one or two concussions that were pretty significant. And he wasn't quite the same quarterback that he was.
Diagnosed concussion?
Yes. Yeah.
Was it one or was it two? Or
I know one. It may have been two. So
okay.
So he's coming
that's
off
something you gotta.
He's coming off that.
Note.
He's coming off where he got roughed up pretty good, and he wasn't the same quarterback when he played at the end of the year as he was the first. A little bit more cautious, didn't take the risks, and you could tell that the confidence wasn't quite there. Now you can get that back. I'm not worried about that for him at all. The moral of the story is what I'm saying is if you can protect him and you can keep a clean pocket and you can run the ball well, he has a chance to be a phenomenal Big 12 quarterback.
Could I get a couple of 1 out of 10s out of you or no?
Yeah, go ahead.
Arm strength. And
7.5.
Okay. Speed and mobility.
7.
Decision making.
That's a tough one. I think last year probably a 6, but I think experience bumps that up to an 8 or 9. Look, the dude was slinging it at Sky Ridge and can get away with all kinds of stuff, right? You make that transition to the next level. You can think you can throw across your body. You think you can do that stuff. You think you can get away with it because you got away with it for 4 years at high school at a high level. Well, guess what? College is different. And so he tried to make throws that you can't make at the collegiate level. But you know what? I didn't mind it as a guy calling the games because they needed that moxie. Sometimes you need that Johnny Manziel kind of attitude out there and just be like, I don't care. I'm going to try to work that through a window. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But as he gets the experience, he's going to get better in that regard. Yes. Was there some bad throws last year? Yes, absolutely. However, he'll clean that up a little bit, but you also want him to walk that line of still having that gunslinger mentality.
How, by the way, for those of you that are listening, McKay Hillstead jumping out of the transfer portal, signing with BYU. Blake Anderson, the head coach at Utah State, is also the offensive coordinator. How tough is his offense, and how quick was McKay Hillstead able to learn it? I ask that because he's got a fall camp.
I'm gonna say this, knowing that it might ruffle some feathers of people who I know listen to the show, and I apologize in advance. I felt like personally, I didn't get this from the coaches. I felt like personally, in his short amount of time at Utah State, he already had a better grasp of that offense than Cooper did.
Well, that's a really good sign then. Because Cooper had been there 2 years, right?
Previous? 3 years.
With Blake.
With Blake, 3 years. Last year was his third year with Blake.
Okay. And you felt like he grasped the enormity of
yep.
How tough is Blake Anderson?
It's not, you know, it's funny.
It's quick moving.
It's more about quick decisions than anything.
Yeah.
It's not, the scheme is not overly complicated. It's about making the quick decisions based on what you see out on the field. They give those quarterbacks a ton of autonomy. You know, those dig routes that drive you nuts sometimes and things like that. A lot of it is just based on what you see from your defender and making those quick decisions and being on the same page as your wide receiver.
Okay.
So the scheme, from what I've been told, and again, I'm not X's and O's guy, but from it's funny you bring this up because I asked Spencer Pietras this at the spring game the other day at Utah State, the new quarterback there that's there from Iowa. And I asked him the same, is this a complicated offense? He goes, it's not. The scheme is not complicated. The decisions that you have to make in a split second, that can be difficult.
And critical.
Yes.
McKay Hillstead, if he can pick up what Aaron Roderick is laying down, I do think he is the most talented QB in that room. Did he come across? I mean, I know he's got good leadership. He won 100 state championships.
Yeah.
At Sky Ridge.
Yeah.
So, I'm sure he's got.
No, look, I'm telling
great
you.
Great leadership.
He's got great leadership. He's got great intangibles. I think that he has a chance to be really good at BYU. Now,
why did he leave Utah State, in your opinion?
Well, I think, I don't know. I don't know. I haven't talked to him. I can't tell you.
Yeah.
I mean, I can make.
I mean, there were four quarterbacks that had.
I can make some guesses.
Yeah, but there were four quarterbacks that had starting reps. So maybe there was a log jam or. Because and I only ask that because it's like,
okay, well, okay,
he's leaving Utah State. Is that going to be a problem coming to BYU?
I do think that you brought in the kid from Iowa.
Yep.
And named him the starter. And McKay Hillstead and Cooper Legault immediately go in the portal because they named him the starter. The goal was, from that coaching staff at Utah State, was to redshirt McKay this year. So let, you know, whether it's Bryson Barnes or Cooper Legault, you know, be the primary backups from the kid from Iowa. And then let McKay know. And the conversation was had with McKay, telling him, you're the guy next year. And this is going to be your program. And so, you know, but at that point, he's like, hey, look, I feel healthy. I feel ready. I don't want a red shirt. I want to play this year. And so he hops in the portal and ends up at BYU.
I saw the tweet that you put out at that presser. It was a quote from Blake saying that he was surprised that McKay Hillstead left.
Yes. Yep.
Was that genuine? Oh, not surprised.
No, not surprised that Cooper left, but surprised that McKay Hillstead
left. McKay left.
Because they had essentially given him the keys of the kingdom and said, you know, sit back this year, watch this kid who's played a bunch of games in the Big Ten, and watch him and his development, how he prepares and learn from him, and then just know this is your job next year.
Hmm. Well, BYU, I will be watching very intently to see how McKay Hillstead battles now with Bohannon and Jake Retzlaff in that quarterback room, and that's not where it stops with quarterbacks. I mean, you've still got Ryder Burton and Nick Billups. Actually, I think Billups might have transferred. I don't even know where he's at anymore. But Cade Finnegan, I think, is out there. So, and then they brought this Trayson Bourget, and I know they've got the true freshman Noah Lugo.
Yeah.
Kid out of Texas. Yeah. Supposed to be a big deal, but. Wow.
Hands on Scotty. We'll wrap things up next. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Salt Lake is the newest home of the National Hockey League.
We want our NHL team. This is a hot spot in America.
And when the announcement was made,
this thing's going to be successful.
The Zone had it covered from every angle.
Two of the big four.
From the draft, free agency, and all the way until the puck hits the ice in the fall.
It can't come soon enough.
Let's go.
Your home for the best coverage of the NHL in Utah.
Utah is now the home of NHL hockey.
Talk about it right here on 97.5. The KSL Sports Zone. Looking for the latest on the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies?
Yeah,
we've got you covered. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, The Sports Zone.
Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
Let them see we're crazy. I don't care about that. Put your hand in my hand, baby. Don't ever look back. Cut the wound around us. Just fall apart.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone, wrapping up another edition of the show. Fun one today. We'll be back at it tomorrow. We'll recap another night in college or in the NBA and get you ready for more NBA playoff action and recap the first round of the NFL draft.
Well, that is some big shakeup news that we just went over. Scotty turned his phone towards me during the back end of a segment, and it was the official announcement that McKay Hillstead has signed with BYU and will be in that quarterback room for fall camp. And that is a big shakeup in the state, Scotty.
Yep, it is.
It's a big shakeup in the state. And the question right now is, who is the horse in the lead? And going into fall camp, I've said it to anybody that would listen, and I say it at the risk of upsetting people, but I've always been honest, and that was I didn't feel like BYU's quarterback room was such that they could win a conference championship or really that feeling
or
comfortable.
Go to a bowl game.
Yeah, feeling comfortable to say that they're a 6-win team. As much confidence as I have in Aaron Roderick, and I've expressed that until my lungs are empty of air, I believe in him because he's produced NFL quarterbacks, but I didn't feel like he had the bodies to produce with. And now I have a bit of hope that McKay Hillstead is that next Jaren Hall.
Yeah.
He's the,
I don't know. You know, those are big shoes there, but
gigantic shoes,
but the next guy that can get BYU to a bowl game. Yes, I believe that.
I would say, well, I guess I don't know the overall high school rating and the hype. I just don't remember Jaren Hall being as hyped as McKay Hillstead.
Yeah,
I might be wrong.
No. I think you're spot on that one.
McKay Hillstead was quite the deal coming out of high school.
Yep. All right. Tim's with us. We're live here at RGS Exteriors. By the way, coming up next, JJ and Alex will have Stevenson Sylvester hanging out with them in studio, getting you ready for the NFL draft round one, just a couple hours away. Locked and loaded on that. Great coverage coming up from those guys coming up here next. So we got to get the heck out of here so they can do their thing. And, Tim, there's so many great opportunities out there. You guys have the financing options. You're going to have the bid on spot. You're going to have people that know what they're doing, giving you all the evaluations. Whatever project you need done, you guys are here to help and knock it out of the park.
Yeah, that's what we're here for, right? Just any way we want to just take care of the customers, take care of your listeners, and make sure that make their home look new and bright and shiny, and anything we can do to help, we're here.
Whatever your dream or need might be, and I say it that way because there might be an issue, Tim, that they're coming out of winter with, and they got to fix their house. And they've got siding that's popping and a gutter that leaked down the side and a loud ice dams and issues. Or you're coming out of the winter and you got a bit of that spring fever and you just want to improve the look.
There's one, two projects, and then there's half two projects.
Yeah.
Yep, that's right. It's a good point.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm hoping that people are at a point where they can do the want to things. But the thing is, you don't have to have $50,000 cash to make your home look brand new on the outside, because you guys have financing plans and you've got options to keep prices low, and you can help with designs. I just want people to know this is the jumping off point.
Yeah, it's 100%. What Scotty just said is dead on. I appreciate him saying that. There's have to and want tos, and we do both. right? And there's a time for, a time and a place for both. We love to service the want tos because those are more fun and we are exciting. But sometimes the have tos are, this is what we have to do to get by. And we're okay doing that. Our whole thing is let's take care of whatever it is right now. And you're going to be a customer for life. And then when you're ready to do the want tos, as you put it, then we'll be the guys to call. But whether it's gutters, whether it's siding, decks, whatever it is, just give us a call and let's take a look and see what we can do to help you out.
You got great guys that have been with you for a long time. You take care of your employees, and so they're loyal to you. And you also have the best employees and the best workers out there. So you, when these guys come out to your house, they're going to give you a straight bid. They're not going to mess around. They're going to say, look, this is what we can do. This is what we can't do. Let's work with your budget. And just get that education. Because, I always keep telling you, like, I'm going to gut my house here in the next couple of years. And I keep talking about it, but I just need to have somebody come out there because I have no idea what I'm looking at in terms of cost and time and all that other stuff. And even if you don't plan on doing a project immediately, it'd be great just to go out there and just say, hey, look, these are what your options are. This is what you're looking at. And this is what you can start to budget for.
It's a great point. And I think the reality, one thing you can do is say that you just get a price now, but you want to hold off. The thing is that you can figure is that it's about a 3 to 5% price increase every year.
Whew.
Now, back to COVID, it was substantially more than that. But yeah. Now at 3 to 5 is a pretty good average. So look, come out and give us a bid. And you know, hey, this is, I want to do it now and all this is more, but I can do it in 3 years. Just know, add about 15% to that cost. And if that's what you can, you know, it is what it is, right?
Yeah.
You got to do what you got to do. But at least you have an idea. So worst case scenario, just have us come out, take a look at it. And it might be way more affordable than you think. It might be out of your budget. You just don't know. You don't know, but just let us come out and look at it.
We sure love you, Tim. And yeah. We love representing RGS. We know you mentioned one case in particular. We know if something goes wrong, we have faith that RGS will fix it.
Well, we're going to take care of it. We're going to do our absolute best thing that we can to take care of the customers and do what's right by them. And that's what we want to do.
Just give them a call, 801-280-3110. And Scotty, we talk about our own houses, like
yep.
How important they are to us. We want them to look good and function well. And RGS can do that for you. 801-280-3110. Get that project started. Let's go.
Let's get it going. 801-280-3110. JJ Alex next right here on The Zone.